Hi there and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Pastor Sian Fitzgerald from the People's Church in Dublin. Well, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. So Sian, I want to talk about stress. So Sian Fitzgerald from the People's Church on, and we're just chatting woman to woman about various topics. But stress, as a minister in the church, as a pastor and a pastor's wife in the People's Church in Dublin, you know, you must have incredible stress in the church. Like, you've a big ministry to carry. I always feel for pastor's wives, but you're a pastor and a pastor's wife, and it's hard. How do you deal with stress? Like, how do you juggle all the balls as a mother, as a daughter, as a pastor, you know, pastor's wife, and all the things you do in ministry? Because I know you do a lot. How do you deal with that stress?
Yeah, it is. I won't lie. It is tough. There's plenty of times. And my personality, you know, my old me, I suppose the natural me is a worrier. And would be somebody who's a bit of a perfectionist. So I can get very stressed. You know, I used to be this person that if I preached on a Sunday, I would analyze everything. And if I did one thing wrong, the whole thing was, it was just a bucket of stress. I was like, oh my gosh, that was such a mess. And, you know, I might have said 100 great things and 2 bad things, and I'd be obsessed on the bad. Yeah. So I, for me, and you know what, Jackie, it's been something that I've really had to deal with because it would have destroyed me. It would have destroyed me, and I couldn't have done it. With age, it gets a bit easier because you do get to the point where what we were talking about the other day, you know, with identity, you know your heart, you know your motives, you know that, you know, what can I do? I mean, sometimes you can do nothing right. You just can't do anything right. And you just have to establish yourself in the Lord.
They talk about imposter syndrome, you know.
The imposter syndrome, exactly. It's hard sometimes, I think, in a pastoral role because you don't have a lot of people to talk to.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult because if I have lots of amazing friends in the church, but you don't always want to go with them if you're stressed over a situation with somebody else in the church. Now, I do have a confidant, obviously, but you know, dealing with stress, I think I have to go back to basics. And it's all about the Lord, Jackie. It's very simple. You know, I just love that scripture when the Lord says, come and let us reason together.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we get a little bit wrapped up in this, oh, I shouldn't be stressed, you know, I can do all things. And we start spouting scripture at ourselves. And we start condemning ourselves. Mm. Yeah, condemning ourselves almost. But you know what? I've learned the hard way that sometimes I just feel like I sit in the presence of the Lord and sometimes I cry. Sometimes I get afraid and I say, Lord, I'm afraid. I'm stressed. I'm worried. I don't know. And I've also had situations where I sat there and said, Lord, I need you to take this pressure off me. I cannot carry it. And, you know, the word of God says, like, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And my dad used to talk a lot about the yoke. Yeah. And he used to say, you know, the yoke they used to put on the old ox.
Mm.
And he said that old ox would be going up and down that field. He said that old ox would go up. He knew the way. He knew what they were doing. He knew the farmer. He knew the plow. So he said they'd bring a young bull. You know, they'd bring a young one. But they would yoke them together. And the strength of the old bull and the experience of the old bull would hold the young one back. Mm. But his vigor and his energy would help to move it a little bit faster. But together they could do a whole lot more. Mm. And I think I've learned that, you know, I yoke myself to Jesus. Mm. I yoke myself to he is experienced. He is loving. He is gracious. And just trying to learn to release it in that place of intimacy. Yeah. For me, I think, you know, Jesus... Oh, I love the fact that the word became flesh because he can relate to that. He can understand that. He can, you know, he can relate to us in that situation. I remember when I was in Israel last year and of all the places I went, all the places I saw that were amazing, trust me, they were all amazing and they all made me cry. But the one that broke me and still I'm going to cry now was the wilderness.
Wow.
We were driving on the motorway and the freeway, and Michael said to me, he said, that's the wilderness where Jesus would have gone. And I just started to weep. Yeah. I wept and they had to just leave me alone. I couldn't talk in the car because it looked like such a lonely place. And you know what, Jackie? It looked like a really scary place. And I thought of him, I'm sorry, I'm getting very emotional. I thought of him in the nights. I thought of him hungry. I thought of him tired. I thought of, was he afraid?
Yeah.
I thought about all these human things that he must have felt in that wilderness. And he did it so that he could come out in the fullness of his ministry to fulfill what God had asked him to do for you and me. And I thought, if he can do that, then I can share with him, Lord, I'm really stressed. I'm afraid. I'm worried. I don't know. I'm hungry. Where's my next meal coming from? I don't know, whatever it is. And letting him into the small things, because we all know that with stress, it's the small things that become the big things. And there's so many things, even when you're pastoring, you think, well, I should be able to deal with this. I should be able to manage this. I don't need to, you know, it should be just off pat to me. But you have to take every little thing. And
Yeah.
when I look at that wilderness, I'm like, he gets that. He understands that. Like, tell me a religion that offers that. Tell me a God that offers
That's right.
that.
That's right.
Honestly, that scripture, the word became flesh for me, is my
That's
treasure scripture.
Wow. And you know, that's really resonates with me, Shan, because when I was in Israel, I thought about that. And the Hebrew teacher that was with us said the wilderness is the place where God speaks, because it's the place where we're really hearing, because we have to totally depend
Dependent.
on Him. And it was
Absolutely.
so the wilderness, whoever is going through that wilderness now, right now, that's even listening today,
Yeah.
it is the place where God is speaking, because He's still there. It's not that you're on your own there, even
Absolutely.
though you might feel the loneliest person and you're
No,
going through a
absolutely.
struggle and you're going through a pain and a grief and a loss and a shame or just a rejection or abandonment. He's still there, because He says, never will I leave you and never will I forsake
Yeah.
you. So the wilderness must
Absolutely.
have been the place where He heard from the Father. Jesus heard from the Father, because He had to.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That dependency, and that's, you know, that is the remedy, I think, for stress is relationship. You know, that's it's just relating totally, you know, sharing everything, talking about everything, pouring it all out. And never, you know, religion is the biggest opposition to relationship.
Yeah.
So when we think we have to formally, you know, there was a word actually at church last Sunday, and the Lord said, you come and you hide behind the formality of prayer, but talk to me
Yes.
like I'm sitting with you. Because, you know, we read about the disciples and we go, imagine being able to have that conversation. Imagine being able to talk to them and sit with them and eat with them.
Yeah,
And you
wow.
know what, Jackie? We can.
We
We
can.
absolutely can. You
I
know, Patrick travels a lot with work, and so often I sit here having my dinner on my own. The girls are all busy, and I just say, Lord, will you sit with me? Can we talk? Can we just share? And it does, I can't say that I am stress-free. That would be a lie. So I
I
cannot
know.
say that.
And then
I
when
cannot say I don't struggle.
Jesus says, do not be anxious about anything, because He knew we would be anxious. Like, He must have had those anxious moments,
Absolutely.
but He relates to that. And
Absolutely.
that's the hope that we have, that we know that He knows what we're feeling. And that's the truth. That's where my safety net is.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.